You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 5th of January, 2022. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Joined online today by Grant Smith. Hi, Grant.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being on. It has been kind of a start to the new year like the old year ended with lots of snow. Maybe start off talking today about what kind of snowfall totals you saw in the Petersburg area over last weekend. What did we rack up Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yes. So from what I could tell from the Petersburg area, you got just shy of 5 inches on Friday, just shy of 18 inches on Saturday, and then a few more inches on Sunday. That all added up to a three-day total of 25 and a half inches of snow. So at least 2 feet of snow over 3 days.
Okay, feels like it. How did December end up, too, for our totals in this area?
Yes. It was quite impressive. A little over 68 inches of snow fell in the Petersburg area over the month of December, which is the fourth most on record. The highest was 94 inches set back in 1946. So you weren't record, but fourth most. I mean, you know, if you're going to get that much snow, you might as well make it memorable.
Yeah, right. Okay. So still a long way from the record there. But now, are we close to setting any records temperature-wise?
You were very close. The month of December, you know, to describe it as cold would probably be an underestimate. December 1st was the only day where you had a high that was above average. The rest of the month, you had highs that were colder than normal. And look even further, 17 days in December, you had highs that were colder than your normal low. That makes sense.
Sure. Okay. The highs were
very cold month.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your average high was 26 degrees. Your average low was 17, which puts you at your third coldest month for highs and your fourth coldest month for lows. So very cold, very cold. Not quite the coldest on record, but right there. Very close.
Okay. Well, we're still digging out from the weekend in this area, and is there any more snow in the near future?
Yes, we are looking at some potential for snow coming up for this weekend. So we have some chances for precipitation coming into the Petersburg area on Friday, but the bulk of the activity, the main event, will start on Saturday. For you guys. And so we've got a pair of low pressure systems coming into the Gulf. They're going to push a couple of fronts in from the south. And so that's where we're getting our precipitation from, these two fronts. And as these two fronts come in, we're going to see temperatures increase. So at some point, we are expecting to see the snow switch over to rain. And right now, kind of early estimates for the Petersburg area is we'll see the snow switch over to rain early Sunday. That's our time frame that we're looking at right now. And as we get closer, we'll fine tune the details. But for now, we're looking at, you know, some potential for some light snow Friday night in the Petersburg area, and then Saturday into Saturday night, still seeing that snow. And then late Saturday night into early Sunday, we can start to see that transition from snow to rain, and then rain lasting into early next week.
So with rain coming into the picture, the Weather Service has issued some notices about potential for flooding and other impacts on top of all this snow if that starts melting, right?
Yes. And this is something that really just comes with just thinking it all through, because, you know, you can't just look up a, you know, computer model and say, hey, okay, what's the impact going to be? And so what we're thinking is that we've got a lot of snow on the ground. And so you pile on more snow on top of that. That can add the typical impacts that we've been seeing. So slippery road conditions. But then as it switches over to rain, we may start to melt some of that snow. And if the rain and moisture can't drain off, we could see some flooding issues, either on roadways or river flooding, some ponding on roadways. That's certainly a possibility if we can't drain some of the water away quick enough. And then as warmer air continues to move in, we could see snow mount, you know, snow mountain melting happening as well, which would just add to the river flooding going forward. And then also the snow, there's potential there for the snow to just soak up the moisture from the rain. And so that would cause some snow load issues. And so we know we're concerned about, you know, housing, houses, boats, aircraft, those kind of things, where if we've had a lot of snow on it, and you add a bunch of weight from rain and more snow, you know, there's at least some potential for some risk there.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so that's to look forward to potentially next week. We have is it a couple more days of this clear, cold weather this week?
Yes. It's looking like the transition will begin to happen on Friday. And that's when we'll start to see things slowly switch. And then Saturday will be the big event. So, at least up until then, still expecting clear skies, still expecting some very cold temperatures, both overnight and daytime, and even some strong wind gusts across the panhandle as well. So,
Okay, anything else we missed talking about for this week?
No. Another thing that we like to bring up is the freezing spray potential. We've seen a lot of that farther north. But you know, as the temperatures continue to cool down or at nighttime get some strong winds, freezing sprays could be an issue as well.
And people should watch out for frostbite potential with strong winds in different areas, right?
Yes, also that as well. Got cold temperatures, a little bit of wind can make a big difference. So, and even if you don't get those wind chill advisories, I mean, it's still just very, very cold air and don't want to be outside very long.
Okay, thanks for the time, Grant.
Yep, no problem. Thanks for having me.